and gentlemen, crewmates and scallywags. My name is Faith, and with me is the fiercest, beardest captain in all the land, my dad, Jared. We will be your hosts for the episode. We are honored and grateful that you have joined us at our table.
Here at the Game Table Podcast, we take a look at various board, card, and other tabletop games. We give an overview, provide a little insight on how to play, and share some of our thoughts, all in an attempt to give you the idea of how well it would fit for you and your table. Today, we will be looking at Captain Flip, designed by Remo Consadori and Paolo Mori. Artwork created by Jonathan Acconte and published by Playpunk.
Avast ye listeners, hoist your flags, recruit your crews, and prepare for the treasure hunt of a lifetime. Captain Flip is a tile-laying game of push-your-luck simplicity. Are you lucky enough to find the best crew needed to find the treasure? Or are you cursed to a crew of lubbers and dogs? Fair winds and godspeed to ye as we sail the sound waves of this ear podcast.
All right, Faith.
Ahoy there!
Faith, we are here to talk about Captain Flip the board game.
Yes, we are.
I have a question for you, Faith.
What?
I want to know, have you ever been on a boat?
Yes, I've been on Poppy's boat many times.
What is your favorite part about being on a boat?
You get to see the water, and when you go to the back, you can look over the side, and there's, like, all this, like, spray coming out, and when we go there, we, like, attach it to the boat, and we...
What do you attach to the boat?
Tubing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we get to go tubing, and I went on the blue one, which is the smaller one. It has sides and handles for you to hold on, but I was too old for it, and I went on the green one, which is an adult one. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have the sides. It's just flat with round sides and just little handles on the front.
Okay.
And I still did it.
Did you like the donut one or the flat one better?
I like the flat one because you had so much room to, like, you could, like, wiggle around everywhere. And also in the blue one, you can, like, have, like, water coming up into your knees. And mm-hmm. That's, like, uncomfortable. But on the green one, it's, like, just nothing's coming up and you're just great.
That's awesome. Yeah, so Faith, I love the water and I love being on boats. I've grown up on the lake. My dad, Poppy, he rented out boats to other people. And so we would be out on the lake every summer helping him with that. So I've been on a boat since I was younger than you are now.
Like 2 years old?
I was a year old when I rode a boat for the first time.
A year old?
Yeah, that's right.
You were a baby.
Yeah, I was.
I don't think I can imagine you being a baby on a boat.
That would be really hard to imagine. I get that. That's a really interesting and funny picture, especially a bearded little Jared. I'm glad that you liked the water too. I also really liked pirates a lot growing up. I know that's not really something that you have had too much experience with, but do you like pirates?
I'm like a little bit into pirates. What I like about pirates is like if they get like deserted on an island, it's like they have to find their own food. And that's basically my favorite part about it since I love cooking.
You like this? Oh, the cooking part. Very cool.
Where they have to like, there's all these different foods and like... It's like disgusting green liquid. Or like you could also like find some like something to make bread out of. Like
yeah.
If they get deserted on an island, then like, yeah. I also like the characters. They're pretty funny.
Yeah. In this game you're talking about?
No, any pirate.
Oh, any pirate. I see.
Along with this game too.
That's true.
I really like the funny part. Where sometimes in one movie I watched, there was a pirate ship and they didn't have a parrot, but it was a pretty fun movie. And I just, looking at this game, I'm reminded of it, and I think that if we get into the characters, I do have a lot of favorite characters in here that I think are really funny.
Okay, we are going to get to that in just a minute, okay? So I'm going to give a quick overview of how we play this game, and then we will move right into which characters are your favorite, okay?
That's great.
Cool. So this game is super simple. In this game, you are each trying to fill in a board. It will either be a pirate ship, a map of a kraken, a raft, or a desert island. And each of these spaces is going to be filled up by a pirate crew member. Each pirate crew member has its own ability that will either get you more coins or do something else on your turn. So how do you gain these pirate crew? Well, there's a bag full of all kinds of pirate crew. They're all double-sided. So when you draw a tile, you are only allowed to look at one side. You see what it is, and then you decide, do I want this crew or do I risk it and flip it over and see what's on the other side? Now, the downside is, if you flip it over, you're stuck with it, no matter what it is. Once you've decided which side you're going to keep, you place it onto your board, and then you're able to do the ability. That is the end of your turn, collect whatever money you might have gained, and then it's the next player, and then go around and around. When a player has filled in 4 of the 5 columns on their board, the game will enter the last round. You will count up your points at the end of the game, and that is how you play. There's 2 different ways to gain coins. Either crew members will give you coins immediately, or they will give you coins at the end of the game if you meet certain conditions. Additionally, on each board are different bonuses that you get for reaching the higher columns. The columns are not all evenly matched up. One might only have 2 spaces, one might have 5 spaces, so on and so forth. And so that is a third way that you can gain coins. And sometimes they're at the end of the game, sometimes they're during the game. Again, it's that simple. I can explain the game really quickly. We can just get started. And a game lasts about 20 minutes. Let's head back over to the table. And Faith and I are going to start by talking about our favorite characters in the game. So Faith, I'm going to start by listing all of them. And then you can tell me which ones are your favorites, okay?
Okay.
First, we have the cartographer.
Take the treasure map and place it near your board.
So what does the treasure map do for you?
The treasure map says, if you have the treasure map at the end of your turn, take 1 coin.
Nice. Next is the navigator.
Take 2 coins per cartographer on your board. We just talked about the cartographers.
That's true, we did. The cook?
Take 1 coin per character in the row, including the cook themselves.
That's right.
So, like, if you have, like, 4 characters in the cook's row, then that means you would get 5 coins.
That's right.
If you include the cook.
Yep. Next is the gunner.
Take 5 coins.
Now, you get that immediately, right?
You take 5 coins immediately after you get it. But the end game, if you have 3 or more gunners on your board, you lose the game.
Oh, no.
On our last game, Daddy actually almost got 3.
I had 2 gunners really early on, didn't I?
Uh-huh. And at the end of the game, you had to get it. You got a 3rd one. I was like, oh, no.
But
flip it.
Yeah, no kidding. Get rid of that thing.
Get rid of it.
All right. Next is the monkey.
Take 1 coin, then flip 1 adjacent tile. Apply the effects of the revealed character.
Nice. What about the parrot?
Draw and play a new tile, but at the end of the game, lose 1 coin.
Give and take, right? So you get an extra tile that round, but you're going to lose a coin.
Unless you flip it.
All right, what about the swabby?
End game. Take 1, 4, 9, 16, or 25 coins if you have at least 1 swabby in 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 columns.
So the more columns that you have swabbies, the more coins you're going to get from swabbies.
Yes.
Next is your carpenter.
End game. Take 3 coins if there is no gunner in their row or column.
Nice. And last but not least, the lookout.
End game. Take 4 coins if there is no character above this tile in this column.
Very cool. So, Faith, I want you to tell me 2 that are your favorite to play and 2 that you think are the funniest.
So, my favorite to play is the cook and Swabby, because the cook gives you a lot of money, and also Swabby's the best, because if you get 5 Swabbies, then you get 25 coins at the end of the game.
It's a pretty big payout, but you've got to find 5 Swabbies, don't you?
Yes.
So it's a little bit of a risky.
There can be like 100 Swabbies in there.
I don't know if that's true, but there are a lot. So that's true that you do have a fair shot. What are your 2 funniest ones?
My 2 funniest ones are the monkey and literally I have 3 funniest ones.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Sure.
The parrot and the cartographer.
Why the cartographer?
Because he's kind of like, you get the map and place it near your board, but there's also a saying under it, and it's real funny.
What's the saying say?
Oops, I was holding it upside down.
And it's like a guy holding too many maps, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's fun. Why do you think the parrot and the monkey are funny?
These sayings are basically like why I think they're funny. Anyone want to play with me?
That's the monkey.
Polly, want a cracker?
Nice.
And then the cook's also kind of funny because he's like, save me some dessert.
Save me some dessert.
My 2 favorite have to be the parrot, because I love getting to draw extra tiles, and the monkey. I love trying to remember what I've seen before and trying to flip that back over and getting it activated later on. So I really like those 2. The silliest ones are definitely, I think the cook is really funny because he's got this super huge pot of some kind of green stew, because there's like this green gas boiling out of it, which is really silly.
And then there's like a mouse going into it.
Yeah, gross.
It actually looks more like a rat.
And I also think the gunner is really funny because he's just holding this huge cannon over his shoulder and he's firing it randomly. I think it's really funny too.
That is kind of funny.
Very dangerous.
Get ready for the boom.
So there's a lot of the characters. So Faith, what about which map is your favorite? There's 4 different maps.
Which map's my favorite?
Yeah.
I have to say the first one, because
the pirate ship?
Yes, the pirate ship.
Okay, why?
Because it immediately gives you 3 coins, immediately gives you 5 coins, and you immediately take the treasure map.
When you complete those columns,
When you complete those columns. I also think that as to having 3 cannons on the front, I like imagining where the characters might be on there.
Okay.
And I was thinking maybe the lookout would be up top with the 5.
Nice.
And the gunner would be down below with the cannons.
Very cool. I like that a lot, Faith. That's so cool. I really like the Kraken map because it really encourages that race for the taller columns. It really encourages that race for those taller columns. A lot of players will want to try to end the game faster by going for the more guaranteed shorter columns. But if you, in the taller ones, it's the first player that gets to a certain space, gets a certain amount. But if you take the smaller column, you get less money. So I really like that aspect. I think it's really cool. So with all that said, Faith, how do you feel about this game? Is it a good game?
I think it's a pretty good game. I really like the maps because they're all different. I also really like the element of surprise you get when you like open up the bag and you're like, if you want a piece and it's not that and you have to figure out where it goes.
Kind of like when you're in one of our games we were playing, you really wanted another Swabby.
Yeah. And then I drew out a cook.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, well, what do I do with this kind of
what
thing?
What do I do with the cook? Because if I placed him here at the bottom of the pile, he'd give me this row, but then he wouldn't do anything for the rest of the game.
Yeah, and he might clog up some of your column bonuses, right?
Yeah.
So that makes a lot of sense. And that, so you like the surprise, you like the different maps. Anything else that you like about this game?
I like the different combos of building the map.
Okay, so putting your different crewmates together and trying to make them work the best they can together?
Yeah. If I were building a crew and I was the captain,
yeah,
I would choose a lot of people that were good at cleaning.
That That makes sense.
And cooking.
Okay.
Because since I, well, if I were somebody on a crew, I'd want to be a cook.
But if you were a captain, you'd want someone to cook the food for you, huh?
Uh-huh. And I'd also want a lot of people good at cleaning. Because I'm not good at cleaning.
That's true. You don't like cleaning. That makes sense.
But if I were a crew member, I would like to be a cook.
Okay. That makes sense. You really like cooking. That's great. So I'll say one of the things that I really like that you didn't mention, I like how simple this game is. It's very easy to teach. I think I could look at the rules ahead of time. It took me less than 5 minutes to learn. And then I could teach you the game in less than 2 minutes and we were playing, which is always really good, especially for a kid's game. I also always really like push your luck games where you're not quite sure what's going to happen, but you're going to go for it anyways. Like, I think that creates a lot of really fun moments. And I think that it also just creates a really fun atmosphere, especially when that push your luck game only takes 20 minutes or less like this one does. What about, are there some things that you don't like about this game?
Some things I don't like about this game?
Yeah, is there anything you don't like about it?
Nope.
You love it, huh?
I love it.
Yeah.
Except for the gunners. That's all I know.
The gunners freak you guys out. It's really funny how the gunner, like
actually,
we said, you are learning though.
I used to be afraid of the gunners and I'm like, freak a pika. I'm like, out of there. I don't want that gunner. Even if there's one gunner on my board, I'm out of there.
Freaks you out. But now you've learned that.
I've learned that you can win the game with one or two gunners.
That's true. You almost want that because 5 coins is a lot.
Yeah. I also won the game the last time we did it. The recent time we did it, I got 2 gunners. I almost got a 3rd gunner. And
yeah,
I was like,
that was really scary.
Literally. You almost got a 3rd gunner. You drawed out a gunner.
But we haven't had that yet. So there's nothing to be afraid of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, I don't really have a lot of complaints about this game either. It is fun. It is fast. It is not something that has to get too hairy. And then you get to start again. I can see if you are someone that needs to not have luck involved, then this is not the game for you because it is a lot of drawing and making a decision based on what you get. There are situations where you might have an unlucky player that doesn't necessarily get a good pull for a while and it starts to feel unfair, but it's a quick game, like 15 minutes tops, then you get to start again. So I think it's one where it doesn't really keep you down for too long. And I definitely think, so Faith is 7 and she had no problem with this. Joy handles it pretty well too. She gets a little stressed out with the push your luck part, but she can definitely understand the game and how to play. So from an age perspective, I think 6 can handle it just fine.
Also, thinking about time-wise, if you have, like, a kid, like, you want to play this, like, a family game at night.
Yeah.
I think it's perfect because, like, you can at least play it twice.
Oh, you can get in quick.
If you, like, have a kid, like, maybe goes to bed at 8 o'clock or something, I think you can at least play it 2 times with them before you even, like, say it's time to read and, like, it's a very fast game, and if you're, like, looking forward to a bedtime game, like, bedtime game with little kids, this is the perfect game for you.
And it's so simple, right? So that means that you're not having to remember the rules. You can just pull out the bag and get started, which is really fun.
Just unpack the box, you're ready to go, and then you're done, you're off with the game.
Sweet.
But with all that said, I want to ask you 2 questions that I answered a few minutes ago.
Okay.
If you were captain of a crew, who would you choose? Like,
ooh,
would be like a lot of cleaners or like a lot of cooks, or like I was saying, I don't like really like cleaning. So like I put a lot of cleaners on my team.
Yeah.
Or a lot of cooks.
I'd want to have a few gunners just in case we faced any monsters or had to face another pirate ship that tried to board us.
Or a squid.
Yes, definitely a squid. I would want to make sure we could blow those things out of the water if they were trying to attack us, huh? And of course, I think every good pirate crew has to have a parrot or a monkey. If you don't have a pet,
or at least a lookout.
Some kind of a pet. Yeah. Why not a parrot lookout?
And why then not it can go, a parrot lookout? And they could fly anywhere.
And they go, squawk, land ahoy!
And if you were somebody on a crew, who would you want to be?
Ooh,
Interesting.
Like I was saying earlier, I would be a cook since I'm good at cooking. What are your talents, basically?
Oh, my talents.
Like, if you have talents, how would you use them on this pirate ship?
I see. I think that I would make a great captain. But if I couldn't be the captain, I would...
No, I'm saying like a crew member, not a captain.
I would want to be either... I would also want to be a cook. Or maybe a navigator. That'd be fun.
You would probably be great as a lookout.
Oh, I don't know. I can't see very well, so I don't know if that'd be a good thing for me or not.
I know, but if you could see well, I bet you'd have a... If you didn't have glasses, I bet you have a great time with lookouts.
That's true. If I could see, I would be a great lookout. But as it is...
And you have glasses on, so that'd be pretty hard to look through a telescope.
Yeah, probably so. All right, Faith. Let's grade this thing. Would you give this game 2 thumbs up, 1 thumb up, 1 sideways thumb, 1 thumb down, or 2 thumbs down?
1 thumb up.
1 thumb up. Why not 2 thumbs? I'm curious.
Because, as I told you earlier, I love this game.
Yep.
But I forgot to add that if I love this game, but I kind of think that it's very risky if you get a parrot and then you don't have anywhere to put it so that you can flip it over later. That's the only thing I don't like about this game. That's why I give it 1 thumb up.
Okay, so sometimes the risk factor kind of overwhelms you a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
But most of all, it's a great game.
Cool.
It's just the risk like.
No, that's totally fine.
If you had a risk scale, this would probably be near the top.
That makes sense. I mean, of the games that we played, this one's pretty risky.
What's yours?
I give this game 2 thumbs up. I think after so many plays, it could start to feel a little samey for adults, but I think there's lots of good choice in this game, and it gives kids the ability to kind of navigate how they want to build their board, how they want to earn money their way, and how they want to climb the ladder, which I really enjoy. It's easy to pick up, it's easy to get into, and it's easy to put away. I really enjoy this game. I think it's great. So, 2 thumbs up for me.
Well, with that said, thank you so much for listening. If you have feedback or want to give us your thoughts on the game, we love to hear from you. Links to our socials are in the description. If you don't like socials, I get it. Check out our website at thegametablepodcast.com or shoot us an email at thegametablepodcast@gmail.com or find us on BoardGameGeek. All of these links are also in the description. 5-star reviews, subscribing in your podcast player of choice, following us on socials, and joining the conversation on Discord. These heroic actions are immensely helpful to growing this podcast. Special thanks to Angie Santiago for our cover art and Anna Snyder who made the music. Join us next week as Ian and Jared give their Gen Con preview as they prepare to head to the biggest tabletop gaming convention in the USA. In the meantime, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed, and your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever.